It's Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. I'm Logan Miller, and this is a rundown of this evening's local news headlines. The judge in the Chad and Lori Daybell case has tentatively scheduled a 10-week trial for January of 2023. In a hearing today, District Judge Stephen Boyce listened to a request from prosecutor Rob Wood to push the trial to the fall of 2023, but Chad's lawyer argued that would be too far in the future. Chad has already been in jail since June of 2019 without being convicted of any crime. Right now, Chad and Lori are being tried together, but Lori is being held at a Department of Health and Welfare hospital because she was found incompetent to help in her defense.
So now if he's saying 2 years later now because Ms. Vallow's locked up and he doesn't know what's going to happen with her, and I suspect that's what the reason is, and that's not a legitimate reason to delay it for Mr. Daybell. He wants his trial and he wants his opportunity to present his case.
Chad and Lori are accused of killing Chad's first wife, Tammy, and Lori's children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. The trial will be held in Ada County, with jurors also chosen from that county. Wildlife workers and volunteers scrambled Wednesday to save thousands of fish stranded by an abrupt drop in water levels along a Montana river that's renowned among anglers for its high-quality trout fishing. A gate that lets water out of Hebgen Dam just west of Yellowstone National Park malfunctioned and caused flows into the Madison River to plummet early Tuesday morning, according to dam operator Northwestern Energy. That left side channels cut off from the main river and some areas with no water. Fly fishing shop owner Kelly Gallup said more fish were at risk in the cutoff side channels, and there was concern that exposed trout eggs could perish. Gallup said bigger trout likely moved to deeper pools as water levels dropped, but he expected an impact on fish born last year that were too small to escape the sudden drop in flows. Volunteers on Tuesday began scooping fish out of the channels and returning them to the main stem of the river. That work continued Wednesday, and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials closed down fishing along the upper river until full flows can be restored. Some new bear-proof trash containers are making their way to high-priority locations in Island Park. According to Local News 8, the containers are products of a project at West Yellowstone's Grizzly and Wolf Discovery Center. At the center, grizzlies test containers by trying to break into them. The containers bears fail to break into are certified as bear-resistant. Randy Gravatt, who runs product testing at the center, wanted to get the tested and proved containers to places where they'd make a difference. With help from the Department of Fish and Game and others, Gravatt came up with a plan, and the first round of containers were recently placed at Angler's Lodge and River Lodge in Last Chance. An estimated 50 to 70 grizzly bears spend time in the Ashton Island Park District, which is also home to a healthy black bear population. One of the lodge managers says the bear-resistant trash containers will help staff and guests live more harmoniously with the environment and wildlife in Island Park. More than 3,000 Wyoming kids will have their school lunch debt forgiven through an effort led by First Lady Jenny Gordon and others. The Wyoming First Lady's office announced Wednesday the effort raised almost $99,500 to forgive unpaid school lunch money owed by more than 3,000 students. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been covering school lunch costs for all students during the COVID-19 pandemic. The money raised will cover unpaid lunch money from before the pandemic. Gordon's Wyoming Hunger Initiative worked with the Mountain West Credit Union Foundation and Dan and Cynthia Starks of Du Bois to raise $80,000. The rest came from individuals, including Governor Mark Gordon. This has been a rundown of this evening's local and regional news for Thursday, December 2nd. I'm Logan Miller. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.